the Nevada legislature, and I'm just telling you, their margins are smaller, yet they seem more ambitious this time around. I know everybody says, well, it's going to be all about the budget, but don't think they're not going to try and follow in the footsteps of a new president when it comes to global warming and different things like that. I just worry that we're going to end up with something that is going to be very ugly, and we may not be able to stop it. It may not be a tax increase, although we know that the teachers union is preparing for a sales tax increase that either the legislature can deal with or the voting public can deal with. I'm just telling you, as far as I'm concerned, this thing is scary, scary, scary. And so you will know, Daniel Honcharu from NPRI will be joining us on a regular basis. We are going to be about chest deep into this legislative process. We'll be talking with state senators, with members of the assembly, and we're going to try and keep you as informed as possible. But the other thing we want to do is make it to where you can interact with your members. We're going to be giving you phone numbers and how to reach out to them to make sure whether you live in a red or a blue district. That to me is going to be important, that we give you the access to get in touch with these people. It's going to be dicey. I'll just tell you that. Anyway, stay where you are. Chuck Muth talks about the upcoming legislative session that is beginning on Monday. This is going to be important stuff. Stay with us. You're going to want this information on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Coming up on 531 right now as we check out our incident list, there is a crash near the on-ramp. That's Cheyenne at the 15 interchange. It's partially blocking the right lane, so approach that with caution. Also, some slow flows there on the 15 southbound at Sahara. Northbound at Spring Mountain, you're pretty much bumper to bumper through that corridor. Heavy volumes, too, on the Beltway. 215 westbound at Gibson. Those merging from the 515 are getting caught up. Also, 215 eastbound at Valley Verde, very slow through there. Eastbound Summerlin Parkway at Buffalo, heavy congestion there. And the utility work, that continues on Boulder Highway. It's southbound, and it's between Charleston and Sahara.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. UNLV basketball coming off a Monday win against Utah State, 59-56. They've won five straight games, and they wrap up the two-game series against Utah State tonight at Thomas and Mack Center, one of two Mountain West games. The other one, Boise State at Colorado State. Weird night for the Vegas Golden Knights. They played with general manager Kelly McCrimmon serving as the head coach and their AHL staff serving as assistant coaches. That's because Peter DeBoer and his entire staff had to go into isolation as a result of COVID-19. The Golden Knights do grab a point last night, losing to St. Louis in a shootout 5-4. The two teams back at it tomorrow at T-Mobile Arena. This sports splash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Liberty. Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Well, as the world's blandest man, the idea of insurance made for me is almost riveting.
Big fan of beige?
I find other neutrals too unpredictable.
That's cool. Liberty Mutual's just here to protect your home with customized insurance.
And here we've got my doorstop collection.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Any credit card can offer cash back, but only Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. It's like getting one of those birthday cards that's shaped like cash, so you already know there's cash inside before opening it. But in this case, it's stuffed with your first year cash back match, and you don't even have to send a thank you note. Cash back match. Only by Discover Card. Learn more at discover.com/match. Discover. something brighter.
New Mail Medical has been telling you about their services for a while now. Here is why. They are innovators. Anytime you have an original concept, you'll have somebody come along and try to make it their own. Unfortunately, it's just a cheap imitation. Not with New Mail Medical, because they are the company that got out in front of testosterone replacement and ED treatments. They are the ones leading the way of the nation for sexual health procedures, providing tens of thousands of men in the Las Vegas area for the past 6 years with the help they need. New Mail Medical's special care starts with the first visit. And they're going to be with you every step of the way. After the first visit, you'll be comfortable and relaxed in their hands, knowing they will be guiding you through whatever you need and any issue you have. Check out New Mail Medical by going to newmailmedical.com. That's N-U-M-A-L-E medical.com. Or call 702-919-0609. Don't go see a cheap imitation. Go to the originators. New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. 702-919-0609.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We've been talking a lot about what's going to be happening in Carson City beginning Monday. There's been a lot of work so far at the committee level, but they'll be gaveling in on Monday. And we know the Democrats have an advantage. They've got the votes. They've got the governor. And the big question is, could there be a bloodbath? I mean, could it be one of those things where they just pass every radical leftist talking point and all of a sudden it becomes law? That's what a lot of people are asking. I had a chance to put that question to Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach, earlier. He's with us every Wednesday afternoon at 3. And I asked him, how bad can it be?
Oh, it could be horrible and probably will be. What I would love to see them do the very first day next Monday is for the legislature to finally become a co-equal branch of government again. And and tell the governor, you know what, your emergency order is hereby revoked, and we're now going to be a part of this, and we want to have a say in what's going on in Nevada, because our economy is in the crapper, thanks to what the governor has done for more than 10 months now in shutting our economy down. I read a report this morning that gaming revenue last year was down 25%. And yet, despite that, which of course means that tax revenue from that gaming revenue is down 25%, nevertheless, the governor is proposing increasing the current budget that we're operating under rather than decreasing it. So, you know, it'd be nice to think that the legislature would at least want to weigh in. I know they're all controlled by the Democrats, the Senate and the Assembly, and the governor's a Democrat, but this isn't about Democrat and Republican. This is about the two branches of government, the legislative and the executive, and so far the legislative branch has been shut out of all these decisions by their own choice, by the way. I mean, they did have two special sessions last summer where they could have weighed in, and they simply chose to kick the can down the road and let the governor take the hit for all this, and they shouldn't. They shouldn't be allowed to do that.
Tell me how the legislature gets its power back after assuming potted plant status during the special sessions, the last session, really for the entire 10 months. Can they just do it legislatively? And have you heard of any Democrat willing to give some blowback to the governor?
I haven't heard of any Democrats with the backbone to stand up to the governor and demand that they be included in this decision-making process. I do know that Annie Black, Assemblywoman Annie Black, who will be starting her first day as a freshman on Monday, she found in Nevada Revised Statute the section that says that the governor's emergency orders, his emergency powers, continue until either the governor gives it up and says that the emergency is over, or if the legislature passes a resolution doing the same thing. So the state law gives the legislature the absolute power and authority to do this. The question is whether or not they'll have the will to do it.
We got to do it eventually. I mean, he can't just keep being King Sisolak forever, can he?
Well, he can, as long as the legislature allows him to get away with it. And as long as our court systems continue to allow him to get away with it, because that's the third branch of government, I mean, a court could have stepped in and said, no, Governor, you have exceeded and abused your emergency powers, and you're not allowed to do this anymore. Look, it was an emergency last March the 12th when this thing first happened. Remember, we were told it was 15 days to flatten the curve, and, of course, the governor, you know, he set it at 30 days to flatten the curve. Since that time, we've obviously learned a lot about the virus. We now have vaccinations for the virus. There are other states who never went into a shutdown mode, never issued these mandatory masks orders, and they are no worse off than our state is from a health standpoint, many of which are better off than we are from a health standpoint, but they are infinitely better off economically by having not shut their economies down. So, you know, it would have been nice for the courts to have stepped in. They didn't. They chose not to do that in earlier lawsuits last spring. But come on, we're now in our 11th month. It'd be nice to have a court step in and say, no, Governor, an emergency is an emergency. This is no longer an emergency. You can't continue to do this to Nevada's businesses.
I know there are some that would criticize the Republicans in Carson City. They haven't done anything. They haven't lifted a finger. They haven't talked with the governor. There's no communication. But should they be blamed, or are they just victims?
I would argue that they should be blamed as well. Look, they had a special session in July of last year. They had another special session in August of last year. The Republicans were there in Carson City at both of those special sessions. They should have raised the stink about this back then. They should have been very vocal in calling for the legislature to at least put some kind of constraint on the time limit that the governor has to continue to reissue these emergency directives, and including the pause that the governor put in November. Just because you're in the minority doesn't mean you're helpless. You can hop up on your soapbox and bring the public to your side and make the case for limiting the governor's powers to continue doing this, and they simply chose not to. They were mute during those two special sessions, and I'm hoping that they won't remain mute once the regular session begins on Monday.
What do you expect early on? And again, we're talking with Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach. He joins us each and every Wednesday. What do you expect in the first couple of days in Carson City? Obviously, there's the ceremonial stuff. But beyond that, do you expect anything substantial early on, or does it take a while for the machinery of government to move in Carson City?
Yeah, beyond the pomp and circumstance, which, you know, is what always starts every legislative session, and all the good feelings and let's all work cooperatively, can't we all get along? I mean, all that'll happen in the first week. The committees are going to start meeting, and I don't expect anything major to happen early on in this session. It's going to take a bit of time. The thing for taxpayers to keep an eye on, obviously, will be the opening meetings to discuss the governor's budget and what to do with that. Now, there's a danger that your listeners and my readers need to be aware of, that the governor is proposing a budget that doesn't call for what he said new tax increases, but that doesn't mean that the liberals and leftists in the legislature aren't going to be calling for increases in existing taxes, and indeed they already have. Also, I think the first thing that's going to be on, because there's no way to get around it, the teachers union has put before the legislature two massive tax increases that the legislature must deal with in the first 30 days, I believe, of the legislative session. They have to either approve those tax increases or reject them, in which case the tax increases would go on the 2022 ballot, or come up with an alternative, which, if I remember correctly, means that both the teachers' unions' tax increases will go on the ballot, along with whatever the alternative is that the legislature comes up with. So that will be dealt with immediately. A lot of the other tax increases and budget problems will be put off until May, but they have no choice but to deal with those teachers' union tax proposals as soon as they start on Monday.
That's Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach. If you've not gotten a hold of Muth's Truths, you gotta, because you'll learn so much about what's going on in our state, in our community, in our nation. That is Chuck Muth, and I love him to death. Stay where you are. More to do. In fact, one of the things I'm going to do, I'm going to open up our phone lines in our final segment. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. How hopeful are you of what's going to be happening in Carson City? Or is it going to be business as usual? And the Demo-rats will have their way, and our state will get more and more and more like Cali, the People's Republic of California. We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
It's Las Vegas' best local talk. Heidi Harris talks the politics of life. Weekdays 9 to noon with Bill O'Reilly's 15-minute news and comment at 11:45. Kevin Wall drives you home 3 to 6 a.m. 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Do you suffer from aches and pains? Have you considered trying cannabis, but you don't want to smoke? Evergreen Organics has a solution for you. Delicious edibles. Evergreen Organics produces high-end infused edibles such as cookies, brownies, chocolates, and gummies. Evergreen Organics culinary-trained chefs combine the finest premium cannabis and ingredients that are handcrafted daily for your ultimate experience. To learn more about Evergreen Organics and where you can find their products, check out evergreenorganics.com. Keep out of reach of children for use only by adults 21 years of age and older.
It's time to get out with the old and in with the...
Woo!
At Finley Chevrolet, we have the largest selection of new Chevrolets in Southern Nevada. Get the Chevrolet you want at the price you deserve today.
Woo!
Finley Chevrolet at the 215 in South Rainbow, Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealer. Find new roads.
Learn more at She Can STEM. A message brought to you by the Ad Council.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length, and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions, don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
We're here early before they wake up. We stay late. We stay informed. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
We do this not because it's our job, but because this is about our veterans' lives. This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Great to have you with us. I told you I would let you hear from yet another U.S. senator who has had enough with being attacked and is fighting back. Josh Hawley. Let's go to cut three real quick. He responds to MSNBC and Morning Joe hit jobs on him over the course of a couple of days. Josh Hawley is now firing back.
He's a seditionist. He led an insurrection. He's responsible for cops being murdered. He's responsible for everything that we saw. He was at the forefront of it. He goes to Stanford and Yale, and he uses it for evil. He uses it to kill Capitol cops. He uses it to run, to start seditions against the United States of America. He's such a thin little guy. He's got the bone structure of a bird. He should be kicked out of the United States Senate.
This is what they're spewing out on MSNBC. Joining me right now to respond is Josh Hawley himself, Republican senator from Missouri. He is the author of the forthcoming book, The Tyranny of Big Tech. Senator, it's good to have you tonight. Thanks very much for being here. Your reaction from Joe Scarborough.
You know, that's typical, unfortunately, of what we're seeing from the left-wing mob. And the reason they're so hysterical and unhinged and irrational and spewing lies, almost everything I heard there was an utter, total lie. The reason is, I won't bow down to them. I won't do what they tell me to do. I'm not going to be silenced. I'm not going to be canceled. I refuse to bow down to the mob. And they are just literally losing their minds because I won't do as I'm told to do. But I've got news for them. I answer to the people of Missouri. I don't answer to the left-wing mob. And it's time we had more people in this country who stood up and said, I'm not going to take my directions from the mob.
It's unbelievable, really, what is taking place. I mean, it does feel like communist China. And the media is driving the bus on all of that. Your wife and your baby were threatened. Democrats demanding your expulsion from the Senate, wanting to add you to the FBI's no-fly list. I mean, it just keeps going on. You lost donors. You lost the book deal. What do you believe is at the root of all of this?
Well, it's a desire by the left to try and silence all opposition. You know, they talk about unity now. Joe Biden talks about unity. They don't want unity. They want control. They want total and complete control, and they want to eliminate all opposition. They want to shut it down, silence anybody, any speech that they don't agree with. And Maria, we've just got to stand up and say no to that. I mean, the First Amendment is something that all Americans believe in. It's where we've got to take our stand. And those of us who have voices have to be strong and stand up and speak. Speak and say, we're not going to bow down to the mob. This is about American democracy, the right of free speech. And I can tell you, I'm not going to be intimidated, I'm not going to be silenced, and I'm not going to back down.
Josh Hawley, Missouri senator, under a fierce attack for his comments relative to January 6th in our nation's capital. Stay where you are. We'll give the last word to somebody really special. That'll be coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Las Vegas Best Talk. Mike Gallagher, 6 to 9. Heidi Harris engages you, 9 to noon. Listen to Charlie Kirk, noon to 3. Drive home with Kevin Wall, 3 to 6. And end your day with Jim Bohannon, 7 to 10. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Las Vegas has been hit hard by the current pandemic. Your friends at A-Plus Automotive care deeply. For a limited time, get your vehicle repaired now and pay later with our 100 days interest-free finance. That's right. Get your repairs done today and pay later. Two locations to get your repairs today. 564 East Silverado Ranch Boulevard and 7235 South Rainbow Boulevard inside the car wash. A-Plus Automotive can diagnose and perform all general repairs. 702-992-3676. Some restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by friends of Scott Hammond.
This
holiday season, foster hope by giving the gift of a loving home to foster kids. Clark County's Department of Family Services is looking for caregivers to open their homes and hearts to foster youth. From teenagers to toddlers, there are approximately 3,000 children in Clark County foster care system in need of a home. Take the first step and learn more at calmein.vegas to sign up for a non-obligational virtual information session or call 702-455-0181. That's calmein.vegas.
This sponsorship is in cooperation with the DCFS and Adoption Incentive Funding.
My battery died, and I didn't feel comfortable taking my car anywhere.
When you need any car repair, big or small, RepairSmith brings the shop to you. We do the work in your own driveway. It's the easiest and safest way to repair your car.
RepairSmith replaced my battery, checked out my fluids, filters, everything, all while masked and gloved. And the bonus? It was extremely affordable. Wow, what a great service.
RepairSmith mechanics are fully certified and have over 15 years of in-the-field experience. Schedule your appointment today and get your free quote. No surprises, no extra fees.
Taking your car to the shop is a thing of the past. Thanks, RepairSmith.
Find out why hundreds of car owners in Las Vegas are servicing their vehicles with RepairSmith. Take control over your time and get your car serviced from the comfort of your own home. To get a free quote or to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code RADIO. That's RepairSmith. RepairSmith.com code radio. RepairSmith.com code RADIO.
This time next week, I'll be sick in bed with West Nile virus. Thanks to a mosquito bite right in front of my house.
In 8 minutes, my daughter will be in an ambulance, having an asthma attack triggered by cockroaches.
I'm going to be bitten by a tick today. I won't even know it until Lyme disease turns my life upside down.
Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association and the CDC.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The last word tonight goes to our buddy Mike Lindell of My Pillow fame. He was on with Tucker Carlson last night. He says he has evidence of voting machine fraud. This is important. This is Mike Lindell last night on Tucker Carlson. Here it is.
If they disagree with you or think that you're saying things that are incorrect, why don't they explain what those things are, and why don't they try to convince you that you're wrong? I mean, I thought the rules were if you think someone is saying something incorrect, you explain how it's incorrect and you convince his audience that actually you're right and he's wrong. When did that go away? When we decide force was the only answer to disagreement?
Right. And that, you know, I can't even live stream on Facebook. They've shut it down. But you're exactly right, Tucker. What I say to them with this particular thing that's going on now, I've been all in trying to find the machine fraud, and we found it. We have all the evidence. So what all these outlets that have been calling me from the Washington Post, New York Times, every outlet in the country, they go, Mike Lindell, there's no evidence and he's making fraudulent statements. No, I have the evidence. I dare people to put it on. I dare Dominion to sue me, because then it would get out faster. So this is it, you know, they don't want to talk about it. They don't want to say. They just say, oh, you're wrong. And I'm going,
well,
you know,
they're not making conspiracy theories go away by doing that. You don't answer, right. you don't make people kind of calm down and get reasonable and moderate by censoring them. You make them way crazier. Of course.
Yeah, of course. The last word goes to Mike Lindell. I can't top Mr. MyPillow. And by the way, you know, we hear that Kohl's and a whole bunch of retailers are going to stop carrying his pillows. I'm going to tell you, I hope tens of millions of people decide that they haven't bought pillows in like 10 years, and maybe now is the time to get a MyPillow. This is not an endorsement of any kind. But I'm just saying, like Chick-fil-A and other companies that the left has tried to take down, this is a fight we need to have. This is a fight we need to win. And the way to do that is to go out and buy a MyPillow. I'm going to try and do it this weekend. I've never had one. Don't know if they're good or not. Anyway, that's going to do it today. We'll tackle whatever new problem comes ahead tomorrow. People always ask me, well, what are you going to talk about on the program? I don't know. Depends on the news of the day. Want to thank you for joining us, though. We'll do it again tomorrow at 3. Till then, I'm Kevin Wall. For our entire staff, make the most of your night, would you please? Right.